And it's not Monday. Oh. It's not Tuesday. It's not even Friday. Guess what today is?
What?
Brine Day.
Oh. Yes.
Purchased every block on Media Street, Brizzle.
Let's move on. Oh. Now, no.
We're all aware of Hamish McLaughlin, aren't we?
Who writes
a lovely double-page interview in the Herald Sun.
And he got desperate.
And we all love it.
Someone pulled out.
And is it out yet, Brian, or is
it tomorrow? It's just gone up online.
No, it's just gone online.
I actually don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And, Brian, you are doing a double page. Page in the Herald Sun. Boy, oh boy, what a life. And it's from you growing up at Mandra Sliding Doors.
The phone call, the change, BT's life forever.
And it's all about his life, the move from Richmond to Collingwood, regrets from his playing career and finding his way into the media.
What about the modelling shot up against the wall?
He's got the ripped jeans on. Shitty old runners, ripped jeans.
How long's this going to go for?
As long as it takes, Brian.
And the feathers have been done. But it's got a lovely shot of the family there, which is fantastic. We do love that. And Tanya, of course, she's held the family together because you haven't, Brian.
Actually got a photo of him there without the mo.
I know. Oh.
With no mustache.
And one when he's playing basketball, because he tells us how good a basketballer he was back in the day.
If you look at his technique, it doesn't look that good.
If you look at the technique, you'll notice it's a left-handed layup.
I tell you what.
What got you, Jim?
I tell you what the non-mushdark photo told me, Damo.
Yeah.
And that is that when BT claimed last year that there was a physical reason why he had to have a mustache, there actually isn't.
That's right. He did say that.
And also, growing up in Mandra, he was a bit wild and naughty, he said. That's a quote. I was a bit of a rebel and
a bit
naughty.
How do you think this segment's going? It's falling a bit flat.
I was hanging out.
It's going beautifully, actually.
We're just warming up.
I was hanging out on the streets too much, and I'd stay out under the bridge fishing till 6 a.m. I don't know what he was fishing for, to be honest.
What about the reference to the brothel in St Kilda, Bill, when he was a plumber? No.
Oh, yes, went around there, and he wasn't sure. There was all these fancy coloured lights, and he was from Mandra. He didn't know what was going on.
And I thought, what the hell is this? Remember, I'm only 17, and I was thinking, is there a party going on here or something? I didn't realise they were brothels.
Brothels,
and we were going there to fix a sewage blockage in one of them. I had no idea that those places even existed.
No, I didn't.
Why would you do a modelling shot with KT26s on your shoes?
It's unlike
KT26s.
I was doing, I had the black T-shirt on, smokes under the arm. So he had the smokes in the old T-shirt. Come on, Brian.
Painted a good picture, Bill.
Head to the Instagram story. You'll check it out. Yeah. So this is for tomorrow's Herald.
Anyway, it'd be good for you guys to read that because you guys
have no understanding
of my life at all.
Just tell us what happened.
Nice for you to be able to catch up a little.
Just tell us what happened one day in the late 80s. You're playing for Collingwood. You're actually on your way to a game. At the MCG, you had Tanya in the car. I think it was the first or second date. What happened, Brian? Someone cut you off?
Nothing, Bill.
Someone cut you off. So you got out of your car, got the old fist umpire to the... and he looks down, he's going berserk at the bloke who cut him off. Bit of road rage. You couldn't believe it from Brian. He's out of the car. He's playing for Collingwood. Anyway, he looks down. The bloke's all suited out in the Collingwood gear. So he had to go easy on him.
Collingwood fan. Come on, Brian. The other bit, I've only just seen this for the first time, Brian. The bit that interests me is, what did you... I like this bit here. I got an opportunity to do my own late night show. I did 1 or 2 years at 10:30 to midnight.
The graveyard.
What did you fill that with, Bristol?
We filled that with really good content.
Like what?
Well, Kekka was on. Kekka was with me.
You and Kekka.
And a few others were there, but no, we had some good...
What stuff did you put into that hour and a half?
Well, Nadia commenting.
Oh, that was that one. I thought that was your breakfast slot.
It was show.
We were doing both at the same time, because I used to sleep in the studio and stay the night there a lot of times and do the early morning shift. We did both at the same time for about 12 months.
Because you told a lie, didn't you?
Yeah.
You told Richmond or Collingwood.
Oh, that was something different, Bill, but yes.
You're right, though, Billy. He told the club that it was a pre-recorded show, but it was actually live at 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And he'd go and do 3 hours of radio and then go and play football.
Yep.
And Lethal didn't know you were doing it at 5 a.m.
The other interesting little part here was where did boy, oh boy, come from? Where do you actually know where it comes
school.
From?
School.
No idea.
From school, yeah. You used to walk around going, boy, oh boy.
Did I?
But then,
that does not say that in there. It does not say that in there.
And then we get into the calling, Jim. Then we get into the calling. Yeah. Calling was not a natural thing for me.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Fair dick.
I was a plumber, Bill.
It came with hard work. It came with exploring.
I'm the only one here that had a real job.
And it came with learning about myself. It's magnificent.
I like it.
All right. And at the end, I'm trying to eliminate mistakes. Damo.
You know what I'm proud of about the whole thing?
And I'm trying to get
you guys have had now nearly 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you haven't been able to pick out one real...
Well, the last paragraph, Brian.
Bad thing.
I'm trying to eliminate mistakes.
Because normally...
And I'm trying to get to the point where I don't make a mistake, but it hasn't happened yet.
And Hooli, is this is all the softening, the hooli-mooli.
Dooley.
You can't mention that. That's finished.
What? Oh, no.
Have you caught up with that?
We weren't going to bring
that. What's gone
on there?
We weren't going to bring that up.
What's happened with hooli-mooli?
He's been given the boot.
What's Hooli?
Really?
Hooli Dooley.
Hooli Dooley.
The golf show, Sean, that you went over to America.
Oh, holy moly.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Oh, holy moly.
What's happened there?
What's happened there, Brian? You're not doing it now. We read in February and March that this was the big
show,
national breakthrough, and you're going to do it with Steph Curry and Greg Norman and Rob Riggle. And
whether you've heard of a thing called COVID at all, Damien, but...
But you're not doing it now, Brian. I read during the week.
Well, I can't. It's on at the same
time. Can I?
No, but
how does this interview come about? Because surely Hamish wouldn't have come chasing
I told you.
I got a call. I got a call.
That someone pulled out and they needed a fill-in.
I was going to say, because Hamish does such great interviews with, you know, really important stuff. So why would he go to you?
Brian. Come on, Brian. That's a fair question.
Well, I've told you three times now.
Do you reckon you're getting ahead of yourself?
Listen, I never asked to do it, Bill.
No, I think you're getting
ahead. I was asked.
Have you heard of the word humble?
Bill, I've just spent the last 15 minutes watching out of you and Daisy read off a screen about what you're going to say rather than be natural.
And back to this. You know,
and still make mistakes.
And did Michael Dodge convince you to do this photo shoot? No. Because normally he gets people in uncomfortable positions.
Did you need to get Lewis Martin's permission?
Of course he did. Lewis will be there in the family. There's the four boys, Tanya, and there's Lewis.
There he is.
In the background waving. Hello, Lewis.
Did you need to get sign off on your answers from Lewis?
Oh, Brian.
Brian,
you just give us some good material.
I'm really proud of myself because you haven't been able to pick out one thing out of there that's out of tune.
I did have a little chat to
Hamish. And up Triple M's alley. Not one thing have you been able to find, Bill.
I'm glad you mentioned Tanya.
Which means
it's a birthday Monday.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah, when you haven't bought her a present, all you've said here, I'd like to wish her a happy birthday, you tight ass.
Does it say that there?
Yes, it does.
I did have a bit of a chat to Hamish last night.
Send her a message just in case I forget.
Yes, Hamish Monday. In the last 6 months. I mean, I think of the McDonald, Tip and Woody interview that he did, which was, you know, unbelievably, heartbreaking, but uplifting, just unbelievable. And I said to Hames, so where does this one sit?
And he's laughed before he even said it. Duck's not funny.
Duck's got a real propensity to laugh at what he's about to say.
And he can't get it out.
And most times, there's not a lot of others laughing with him.